It provides natural and gentle sloping shorelines, which is ideal for migratory waders.
The Coorong is a long coastal lagoon system right at the end of the Murray-Darling system. David Payton has spent many years exploring its waters. He's the head of the discipline of ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of Adelaide.
We have international agreements with Japan, China and the Republic of Korea that will look after those habitats and maintain their productivity.
But despite the recent water flowing through the system, the Coorong is still on its knees, struggling to recover from the drought that almost delivered it a knockout blow. David Payton says the draft Murray-Darling Basin Plan released today contains nothing to make him optimistic that the Coorong will recover.
To me, this plan currently states that the asset that's going to wear the bulk of the environmental impost is going to be the Coorong.
The Federal Environment Minister said today that the plan would see the Murray's mouth flowing out to sea 9 years out of every 10. But many experts say that even if those figures can be trusted, they're not good enough.
The River Murray mouth would have been open around 99% of the time. Any time it's closed, it has ecological impacts.
Dr. Jamie Pidock is a water researcher at the Crawford School of Economics and Government at the Australian National University.
We need to remember that the Coorong and the Lower Lakes are one of the most, or at least they were one of the most, ecologically productive ecosystems in the country. They've been severely degraded by not having these freshwater inflows. And most of the science says that the closer you restore the freshwater inflows to the natural levels, the more likely it is that the very degraded parts of the Coorong will recover and that things like fish and water bird populations will return to something that's more natural.
Pidock says it would be an error to view this as a competition between jobs and the environment.
There are vast numbers of jobs that have been lost as a result of the lack of environmental flows. We've seen a substantial collapse in the fishing industry in the River Murray and the Coorong and Lakes.
But despite a much lower water recovery target in this draft plan than was originally canvassed for the basin, irrigators are still up in arms. They say that food prices will rise, jobs will be lost, and that there's not enough detail in the plan as to where the recovered water will end up.
As far as the environmental watering plan goes, you've got to look at it this way. The MDBA have had 2 years and 200 staff to come up with an environmental watering plan and haven't done, which suggests to us it's an epic failure. And yes, it is a handball off to the states to tell them, you guys are going to be the ones that do this and wear the pain of it. If you can't tell us how you're going to use it, then you can't tell us how much you need it in the first place.
It appears that the onus is on environmentalists to show that increased flows will lead to worthwhile environmental outcomes. And that being the case, David Payton says that scientists have their work cut out for them.
At least we have something to work on. We have a notion here that we can start to say, let's articulate exactly what we want as a healthy river system. We need to do that quickly. We then need to look at whether or not we're getting any recovery in these systems. And therefore, when we come to review the plan in 2015, we need to be in a position where we actually know what we want from this system. Now, South Australians have been particularly reluctant to show their hand and say, look, we want a healthy Coorong.
He says that if scientists get more specific about how they define a healthy basin, there may be opportunities down the line to ask for more water back for the environment. As the plan is debated, the Coorong is now full of water, but despite the increased flows, it's showing few signs of recovery.
There are very few birds there now, and there is no plant material there. So, in fact, the primary producer has been removed. It's a bit like having an agricultural system, a permanent agricultural system, suddenly having no water and being completely eliminated. We've now done that for a massive stretch of wetland, which is a wetland of international importance, and we're quite comfortable that we've done this and really have no clear intent to actually improve the quality of the system.